Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, it's a great day to be a Wildcat. Yes, yes, yes. The Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer the Third. Now I have to move stuff around. Before I get into that, of course, it's been a jam-packed week here on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast, where this podcast is all about Kansas State sports, covering all things K-State here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer the Third here taking taking a quick timeout of the afternoon here. Breaking news, switching things around. I had the Dwight Hubert Daily set for tonight, but instead, it's going to get replaced, get shifted back. Dwight Hubert, that's going to be tomorrow morning. So I did that yesterday. That's all going to get flipped because Keyonte Johnson, probably a few hours ago this morning, I was not on Twitter all morning. So after lunch, I hopped on, and first thing I saw was the cat call. Jerome Tang. Great day to be a Wildcat, folks. And sure enough, it is Keyonte Johnson. We talked about this on the newest edition of the Daily. We went for two this week. Episode 114, episode 115. The Purple Project Podcast now out. Wherever you get your podcast, Keyonte Johnson commits to Kansas State. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Woo! I've been fired up all day for whatever reason. But I did not predict this announcement would come this soon. The last words that I said on that episode was expected to be the next 7 days. Expected to be get this announced next week instead of today. Well, Keyonte was ready, and he chose picks K-State over Western Kentucky and Memphis. I sure as heck thought he was going to go to Memphis. I really did, because Memphis came in late to the Keyonte Johnson sweepstakes there as well. I was really nervous there. I hyped Memphis up a lot. Sorry. On the basketball, and good reason why, because under Penny Hardaway, they turned things around over there on that basketball program. That's what Jerome Tang, head coach here at K-State men's basketball, is trying to do with this team. And again, I'm gonna celebrate this today, no doubt. This is a huge step for Kansas State, and I didn't realize Keyonte Johnson. Maybe I should have paying attention to his career at Florida. He has 2 years of eligibility left, so that's huge. So the latest tweet that I came across as well, that he is clear to play. That's big. That's deserve a round of applause there for Keyonte Johnson. I'm excited to see him play here for my alma mater, K-State. This is the cherry on top. I did not expect this to happen today. I expected it to happen next weekend. But this is a huge kudos again, Jerome Tang, the entire new coaching staff, what they have done over the summer since Jerome Tang stepped on campus. How many times have I said it on the Daily or on the Weekly? Alex Aiden, I'm sure Alex is going to have a celebration party tonight. My co-host, I'm very excited to see what he has to say next week's edition of the Weekly. But today, it was announced, I don't know, probably around 10, I was recording my other podcast, the NASCAR podcast, so I wasn't paying attention to Twitter or whatnot until after lunch, and I read, I think Alex's tweet came up first, cat call, had to be something in line, his words, and then scrolling down, saw Keithan's tweet. Keithan Valentine's been on the podcast here twice. Let's see. I did not see DY's tweet. Derek Young was down a little bit ways, but came across that tweet of, I believe, I have it up right now, of Jeff Goodman tweeted out, Keyonte Johnson expected to commit to K-State, told at Stadium. I'm reading this. Stadium. I never heard of them. But obviously, let's recap the numbers here. 14 points per game, Keontae Johnson. 7 rebounds. This was as a sophomore. And then, of course, that scare that I watched a couple years ago has not played a basketball game, college basketball game, to be exact, in 2 seasons. And this is a big get. Now, I know everyone's on that hype train. All this K-State media saying that, you know, hey, I mean, Keontae Johnson, hey, I'm not going to try to pour a rain shower over this. This is a huge, huge step in the right direction that, you know, everyone here expects the basketball team to make an NCAA tournament run. I got to see the rest of the team first before I go on now. Yes, we picked up some good transfers. Keontae Johnson at the top now. Desi Stills, Tykel Green. You go on down the line here. Cam Carter, Jarrell Corbett, Naquan Tomlin, Taj Manning, who has been here since Bruce Weber, his last years at K-State, talking about Bruce. No more Bruce, right? So Jerome Tang has accomplished. Him and his staff deserve all the praise. But before I said this on episode 115, which came out last night, saying that, let's pump the brakes a little bit for the CIA basketball team. Yes, Keontae Johnson, this is a monstrous get for K-State men's basketball, no doubt. But I can't sit here and tell y'all that that this team's an NCAA tournament team. Now, saying that, this is a big step, a gorilla step in the right direction towards that. Now, the other equation in that, I got to see the rest of the team before I can make that assumption. For K-State football is different because we've seen majority of those guys. We've seen Adrian Martinez play for another team. Now he's with us, right? And we know what obviously Deuce Vaughn can do. Malik Knowles, Daniel Green, Eli Huggins, Felix, those guys. I can go out there and say that we can compete for a Big 12 chance to play in the Big 12 championship in football. Basketball? Not yet. I got to see it for myself. but this Keontae Johnson pickup here, huge step in that right direction. So I know majority of the K-State media out here saying we got a shot going NCAA tournament, and I'm going to repeat that again. It's a huge step in the right direction, but I got to see how this team gels. And me and Alex talked about that over the course of the summer with this basketball team. They got the gel, and they're going to get a chance to do that later this fall. Chance to gel, move around a little bit, and then you come back and ask me that when we get in a couple of games in the conference play. You can come back, K-State Nation, come back, and K-State me, you can come back at me too. You come back at me after the first 4 games of conference play, and then you tell me we're a conference tournament team or not. I'm going to celebrate this today. This is the weekend, over the weekend, no doubt, for sure, because I followed Keontae Johnson's career with my other team, the Florida Gators, and for him to consider here, out of Kansas, that's something there. But yeah, and then not to mention Nebraska was in on this, but accordingly they weren't part of the finalist anyway. I couldn't see him going over there anyways, and I'm glad he did not. I'm very happy that he's here, that we come here to Manhattan, Kansas to play his next games in his collegiate career for Kansas State University. I cannot believe it's happening. But yeah, for sure the overall picture, roster-wise, awesome. But going back to that analogy of an NCAA tournament team, I know my football team. I don't know much about this basketball team. Ishma should. I know what he can do after seeing him for a year. Crap. I forget the point guard. Oh, my goodness. I'm drawing a blank. Oh, goodness. Anyway, yeah, the two leaders, Ishma should and Marquise Noel. There we go. Marquise Noel. Man, I drew a blank. On that one, Marquise Noel, I know what he can do. as well, or can't do as well with the basketball. So I know that everyone else, I haven't seen everybody play. Now Keontae, yes, I have seen him, and what a difference maker he can be. But the rest of his roster, all I've read all summer long, obviously, is the attribution. Now Desi Stills, he's going to be a big role. I haven't seen him much, but he's been on huge contributor on NCAA teams. So probably add him to the mix there. Keontae Johnson, maybe 1/4 of that roster that K-State has now reconstructed. I've seen play. Everyone else, I just don't know. But I know the length, reading up this, on this roster all year long, the length, the size and length of this team. It's going to be really, really fascinating now to see if they're... I will give them this. I'm going to leave it like this. We are a bubble team. I know I just said that, you know, everyone's saying this is an NCAA team. If they can sniff that, well, now I can put them in that category of saying yes. They're going to sniff that for sure. But if they're not, we're just going to have to find out as we get into conference play. That's just my opinion there. And even more intriguing when I'm talking about Florida, Keontae Johnson, K-State. Looks who they look up to again. That team down south. Southeast. SEC. Florida. Coming here to Manhattan. Ooh! I tell you, man. Oh, man. I have the best of both worlds. I cannot wait, man. That's late January. The Big 12 SEC Challenge there. Yeah. Oh, man, this is really getting spicy at the moment, man. But I'm going to celebrate this one. Keontae Johnson committing to K-State this morning. Huge, huge get for Jerome Tang. Let me say that again. Huge, huge, huge get for Jerome Tang and his entire staff. All the praise. And now let's play some basketball in a couple months. And then you can come back to me after 1/4 of the Big 12 schedule and ask me the same question. Are we NCAA team? And over the course of the years since I came in, when I started coming here, the basketball team was in the NCAA tournament year in, year out. And over the last 3 years, we ain't even come close to sniffing that NCAA tournament with Bruce Rubber. So now you bring on a staff, veteran staff, that a coach that has had a lot of success. Well, this is going to be first year Jerome Tang as an assistant, going to NCAA tournaments and winning a national championship with Baylor, who's a conference team as well. So everything just adds up well. What a big day for Kansas State today, landing Keontae Johnson, going to be coming here to Manhattan, Kansas. K-State men's basketball got a good one and takes a ginormous step towards that NCAA tournament. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Sorry if I'm a little too enthusiastic. Well, it's a good day to be enthusiastic and an awesome, awesome day to be a Wildcat here in Manhattan, Kansas. Students are continuing to come here to unload their stuff and get ready for classes as well. It's been a blast here, jumping on here. So again, had the White Hubert Daily ready to go, and then the Keontae Johnson news popped up. So the Keontae news, definitely going to be first. It'll be up in a couple hours, and then White Hubert tomorrow morning, and then part two of The Road to Dallas, my documentary leading up to a big, big marathon down in Dallas, Texas. Got that going to be set going out tomorrow night as well. Man, big day. Congratulations once again to head coach Jerome Tang and his entire staff. Letting the big fish, Keontae Johnson, Eddie Greer. Have yourself, guys. Take care of yourselves. Have a good rest of the weekend. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!